Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back in our video. This is another video on commonly misused, twisted, misunderstood, and misinterpreted verses in the Bible. Today I'm going to be talking about 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, which says, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." And some people will twist this passage to teach that you can lose your salvation. And the claim is that this passage is talking about the saved when they become entangled in the pollution of the world, and that they will receive a worse punishment than unbelievers. However, this is not what the passage is saying at all. Rather, this is talking about those who are not saved, but who have been presented with the gospel, have been presented with the truth. Read verse 20 again. It says, "For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they are again entangled therein." And then in verse 21 it says, "to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." So there's no mention of salvation in this passage. There's no mention of eternal life or the saved. It's simply talking about those people who have been presented with the gospel, presented with the truth, but who turn from it. And this is actually talking about the reprobate doctrine. The Bible shows us elsewhere that those who reject God's word and God in their knowledge of him will be themselves rejected by God. It says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 28, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things in the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power to Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness for the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature or more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." So those who have that which may be known of God manifest in them, as it says in verse 18, but who reject God, or in other words, turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them, as it's described in 2 Peter 2, they are given over to a reprobate mind by God. And we can find this teaching elsewhere in the Bible, such as in Titus 1 and then 2 Timothy 3, as well, which also says that they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that's why it's worse for them in the end, as it says in 2 Peter 2. So 2 Peter 2 does not teach that we can lose our salvation. In fact, elsewhere in the Bible, it's pretty clear that our salvation is eternal. It pretty clearly shows the doctrine of eternal security. It says in John chapter 10, verse 28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." It says in John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." It says in John chapter 5, verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." There's nothing that can separate us from God. The Bible makes this very clear. We're passed from death unto life. We are sealed. We shall never die. It's called eternal life for a reason, because it's eternal. It's not ending. That's what eternal means. To say that we can fall away from our salvation is a denial of Jesus' promises that he made to us. So, yes, eternal security is biblical, and 2 Peter 2 has nothing to do with eternal security. It does not teach that you can lose your salvation. It rather teaches that people who are presented with the truth, presented with the gospel, who turn from that, will become reprobates. So thank you everybody for watching, and goodbye.